this corner in June is how easy he's made the game look at times. They're going to go away again. 0-2 pitch is down and away, and it's 1-2. He does things, Josh, on the baseball field that very few of his peers can do. He has few peers, to be honest with you, even as a first-year player at the age of 20. One, two. And ground ball foul at the third base line. We'll do it again. Two-hit night tonight for Jackson Churio. And I think the thing that stands out is the extra base hits that are starting to really come with regularity, too. Spinner to throw to first, and Frelick is back in time. It is the quality of contact. I mean, there are some infield hits in there for Jackson Churio, but right now it's kind of a laser show when he comes to the plate because he's hitting it all over the field and hard. 1-2. Hit the other way, foul, and out of play. And even that foul ball just looks different coming off of his bat. One ball and two strikes. The pitch, breaking ball, fouled back our way. And it bounces down into the lower bowl. Stays at one ball and two strikes. Trevor Megill getting loose in the Brewers' pen. Joe Ross also getting loose. Stripling looks in. Here's the 1-2. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Churio strikes out. He went upstairs with a fastball at 92. Jackson chased it out of the zone. And the inning is over. Brewers with a couple of hits. They strand a runner. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 7-3 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Trevor Megill takes over on the mound for the Brewers here in the bottom of the eighth inning, a 7-3 lead for the Crew. And J.J. Bleday leads things off for Oakland, and the first pitch, a curveball in there for a strike one. Megill's 0-1 pitch is high with a fastball. It's 1-1. Brewers jumped out to an early lead in this one. They have not looked back. Trying to take game one of this three-game series. And the pitch, a fastball, fouled out of play, third base side. And it's 1-2. Blade 0 for 3 tonight. A pop up, a strikeout, and he's lined out. McGill's 1-2 pitch, and he got a piece of it, fouled it straight back, and stays alive. Danny Jimenez still getting loose in that Oakland bullpen. McGill's pitch, and a bouncer foul up the first baseline, stays at 1-2. So a pesky at bat from Blade to start up this bottom of the eighth against McGill. Second outing since coming back from the injured list for Trevor. Brewers have this bullpen set up pretty much the way they want it now. And the pitch fouled back. And it's 1-2 still on Blade. Brewers with McGill in the eighth and Williams in the ninth. A pretty good setup. One-two pitch. Swing and a foul tip and held on to by Contreras. A strikeout of Blade. Ortho ASAP style. One away for Miguel and Duhar. Well, final weeks of the season are starting to come into focus a little bit. Cream rises to the top, of course. It separates the contenders from the pretenders. And Duhar 1-for-3, and he fouls the first pitch he sees from McGill out of play first base side. It's 0-1. You can forget about the rest. You got to go with the best that you know of. And if you've been listening to us all year, you know what the best are. 0-1. Fouled out of play first base side. It's nothing and two. If we're talking about sausages, we're talking about Usingers. If we're talking about condiments or amenities or, well, not really amenities. That's pretty luxurious, but cheese spreads, Pine River cheese spreads. And if we're talking about ice cream or custard, well, you know it's Cedar Crest. 0-2, fly ball, right field, backing up a few steps is Frelick, but he's there to make the catch. And there's two away. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from the Oakland Coliseum tonight. 7-3 Brewers. McGill's first pitch to Shea Langeliers. He's a little bit outside for ball one. Two outs, nobody on here. McGill brings home the pitch, and that is lifted in the air. Very playable in right center. Sal Frelick calling off Perkins, makes the catch, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3. Bottom of the eighth for Trevor McGill. To the ninth we go. Brewers looking for some network health insurance runs. Up 7-3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals, like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges. He should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689. the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Seven to three. Brewers with the lead as we go to the top of the ninth inning in Oakland. Danny Jimenez takes over on the mound for Oakland. And he'll get 2, 3, and 4 for the Brewers. It'll be Perkins, Contreras, and Adames to the plate here in the ninth. Brewers looking for some network health insurance runs. Already with a 4-run advantage, and Joe Ross getting loose in that bullpen. First pitch to Perkins is in there for strike one. Network Health Plans provide members with access to high-quality, coordinated care in 25 counties throughout eastern Wisconsin. Visit NetworkHealth.com today. One missed outside, 1-1. The count here on Blake. Perkins has a hit tonight. He is 1-for-4. And the pitch. And a swing and a miss. He went after a slider down. 1-2, the count now. Jimenez with a 3.65 ERA, and now time called by Langoliers as he's out there to chat with Jimenez. So a Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound. State-of-the-art space has dozens of kiosks, excellent food, a first-class bar, and over 2,000 square foot video wall and more. Bet above the rest in the Midwest's premier sports betting venue. Jimenez brings home the 1-2 pitch. It's high. 2-2. The count now on Perkins. Chilly night in Oakland, but overall been a very pleasant evening. Most people here with jackets on or sweatshirts. Perkins reaches out and pokes it foul and out of play down the third baseline. Stays at 2-2. Some of the folks that are more used to it here, still in short sleeves, but I don't see very many. At the very least, most people in a three-quarter zip. Ground ball sharply hit. It gets past the first baseman Brown into the right field corner. Perkins turning second and now putting the brakes on. He'll be content with a leadoff double here in the top of the ninth. So a big extra run out there for the Brewers in scoring position to start up the inning. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Westman, the silver lining for that double for Blake. Give some credit to Lawrence Butler. He got over there and cut that off before it got all the way into the corner. That might have been the difference between a double and a triple for Blake. So here's Contreras. First pitch to him. And a swing and a miss. He got a slider that backed up on him, up and in. And he tried to hit that ball out of the park. William 0-for-3. Has reached via the walk tonight. Jimenez kicks the leg, brings home the pitch, and a little bit late on a fastball. He fouls it out of play. First base side. 0-2. He quick pitched him a little bit there. And that fastball at 92 got on Contreras just a little bit quicker than maybe normal. And so Contreras just a little bit late. Pitch missed down and away with a slider. 1-2. Adames in the on-deck circle. Nobody out here. Top of the ninth inning, a 7-3 Brewers lead. Jimenez looks at Perkins. 1-2 pitch, ground ball, third base side. It's off the glove of Hernandez and into foul territory. Stopping at third is Perkins. It's a single for Contreras. And the Brewers have him on the corners now for Willie Adames. Very tough play for Hernandez. did a pretty good job to get the glove to it behind the bag at third. If he doesn't get the glove to it, that's into left field and Perkins scores. But instead, he deflected it over into foul territory. And now this inning is set up for the Brewers. Infield comes halfway for Oakland. Adamas 1-for-3 tonight and lays off a slider down and away. It's 1-0. Willie's been on a couple of times, had the single in the second inning that started up that big five-run frame, and then walked back in the seventh and was stranded. 1-0 is down and away. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. So the advantage to Adamas here, as Ross continues to get loose in the bullpen, he'd like a little bit bigger cushion to work with. Jimenez looks in through his glove. Now he comes set at the belt. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a hanging slider. And it's 2-1. Spin and a throw to first, and Contreras was not even off the bag. A little bit of a smirk from William. Two balls and one strike on the Brewers cleanup man, Willie Adamas. The pitch and a chopper foul up the third baseline. It's 2-2 now on Willie. Gary Sanchez in the on deck circle. Brewers trying to get even on this road trip. Get back to 2-2 on this trip after dropping 2-of-3 to St. Louis. Jimenez brings home the 2-2 pitch, and that one's fouled off the foot of Adamas. And it stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willie, his base hit back in the second inning was his first hit of this trip. Had a bit of a tough time in St. Louis, but better at bats here tonight in Oakland. Two-two pitch, and he was able to lay off a slider down and away, and the count has gone full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Adamas. Looking to at least put the ball in play if he's got anything good to swing at. 3-2 pitch, and he fouled it back towards us. Coming to the booth, Josh Mauer make a play. Oh, Josh. I thought that was you, man.
Was it? I ran into this pole.
Yeah, there's a pole, and it obstructed your ability to reach in there and make that catch. I thought you had it. I really did. Stays 3 balls and 2 strikes on Willie. Here's the pitch. And he laid off of it outside and works the walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Bases loaded now for Gary Sanchez as Emerson back out there for the trip to the mound to chat things over with Jimenez. There is no action in the A's bullpen. This is just bringing the entire infield in and talking this one over before Sanchez comes to the plate. It's another trip to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Light up your senses with 3,000 of the hottest slots, more than 40 table games, superb dining, a sports book, luxurious hotel, and more. Only at Pottawatomie Milwaukee. Now, you gave a great effort. There's nothing you should be ashamed of. You know, our booth has this, it's like a third window. It's like a third stall in the garage. As Sanchez takes a slider a little bit low, it's 1-0. And unfortunately, Josh is set up right behind it. He's literally had an obstructed view seat tonight trying to call a baseball game. And wouldn't you know it, it came into play.
And that's exactly what it hit.
Yeah, it hit that. It did. 1-0. In there with a strike, and it's 1-1.
It's the closest I've ever come.
You haven't gotten one up in the booth before?
Never.
One-one. Fly ball, center field. This is well struck. Blade on the run, reaching out. He won't get there. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Perkins is in. Around third is Contreras. He will score. Right behind him is Adames. Sanchez slides into third. Bases clearing, triple for Gary. And the Brewers lead it 10-3.
The first baseman, number 12, Reese Hoskins.
And the Brewers with some margin for error now as Sanchez smoked that ball. On a line drive to center, he hit it 106 miles per hour. Blade did everything he could, just couldn't come up with a catch. And now the infield stays in, still nobody out, and Hoskins the batter. Jimenez pitch is up and in. It's 1-0. Pitch. Drive out to left, but right in the tracks of Andujar, who reaches up and makes the catch. Tagging from third and coming home is Gary Sanchez. And the Brewers lead it 11-3. So Sanchez with the three-run triple. Just the third triple in the career of Gary Sanchez. How about that? So a sac fly for Hoskins. And Hoskins with four RBIs tonight now as Joey Ortiz takes up and in. It's 1-0.
I was wondering what the last time Gary got a triple was.
2021, he hit one with the Yankees. And he hit one in 2019 as well. 1-0. In there with a strike, and it's 1-1. I thought when I pulled it up, there was a chance it was going to say zero. Misses outside, two balls and one strike, but now it's just kind of becoming old hat for Gary. This is no big deal.
You thought maybe he had as many triples as I've caught foul balls in the booth.
Yeah. Well, I've never caught one in the booth, and I've had probably better chances than you have. I didn't make the play. Swing and a miss for Ortiz on a slider down in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. I had one come in last year, and it came in kind of low where you couldn't. You know, if you get a foul ball in the booth, you want to catch it kind of chest high or up above your head even. When they come in low, they're usually coming in pretty hot. Hit off the end of the bat, foul, and it stays at two balls and two strikes. And I tried on the one last year. It was coming in pretty good. And it hit my hand and then hit up around my bicep area, and it bruised me. I'm not going to lie. It hurt. And I kind of said at that point, I'm done. And Ortiz, did he commit? He sure did. He appealed to Dan Iasonia. He says he went around on that breaking ball down and away. Ortiz strikes out, and there's two away for Andrew Monasterio. So a really nice job of putting the pedal down here in the top of the ninth for the crew. Another four-run inning here, and an 11-3 lead as Monasterio hits one foul and out of play down the right field line. And it's 0-1.
You showed me the bruise to prove it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I'm not exaggerating that. I had a bruise afterward. 0-1. Missed down and away. One ball and one strike. The other chance that I would have had, and I am very confident in saying I would not have made a play on it, was the one that happened earlier this year when I was not down at my seat when you were on the air. And a ball came in, and judging from the dent in our wall behind us, Monasterio, a liner caught by Hernández at third, and the inning is over. Judging by the wall behind us and that dent, not a lot of confidence in myself that I'd have come up with that play either. We go to the bottom of the ninth, 11-3 lead for the Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
This is Mark Jelinek with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease burdens off of their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved ones is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Scotiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seelan Houston Funeral Home are here to assist you to make your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm return of premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. Hey.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Brewers trying to put the finishing touches on this one. An 11-3 lead. Joe Ross takes over on the mound, and Seth Brown leads off against him. Ross first offering, and that's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Brown is 1-for-2 with a walk tonight. Ross making his 15th appearance of the year. He's 2-6 with a 4.42 ERA. A one pitch. That nailed the inside edge, and it's 0-2. It was clear even before the Brewers put those four runs on the ninth inning that Pat Murphy wanted to stay away from Devin Williams. He had only Ross getting loose, even with the four-run lead. And you might say, well, that's not a three-run lead, which is typically when you'd see the closer up in that situation, or less. 0-2 pitch. Misses down and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. Well, Pat Murphy's made it pretty clear over the course of this year that on the road, he treats a four-run lead like a three-run lead, and a three-run lead like a two-run lead. 1-2 pitch, and that is fouled up the first baseline, stays at 1-2. And with the Brewers using Pyomps in the seventh and McGill in the eighth, shows you how the Brewers were stacking up the end of the game. Normally, probably would have been Devin Williams in the ninth, but the Brewers had clearly decided he was going to be off limits tonight. So it was going to be Ross's ninth regardless. And this is lined into right center field for a base hit. Could be extra bases for Brown. Nope, he's going to settle for the single as Perkins over there to get to it quickly. And the leadoff man is aboard for Oakland, and here's Zach Gelof. And so the Brewers and Joe Ross probably very appreciative of the four extra runs of support to give them some little room here to operate here in the ninth. Ross's first pitch to Gelof is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. A lot of highlights in this one. Ross's pitch. Inked a slider down and away. It's 1-1. Gelof tonight, 0-for-2 with a walk. And he bounces this third. Could be two. Ortiz to second. Monasterio to first, not in time. Gelof able to keep himself out of the double play. But the Brewers do get the lead runner. Geloff at first on a fielder's choice for Darrell Hernandez. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with the Brewers at Hispanic Heritage Day. It's presented by Aurora Healthcare. It's coming up at the game on September 22nd. Grab a special ticket to take home a limited edition Brewers t-shirt. You can get yours at brewers.com/communitynights. Hernandez swing and a miss at a slider. It's 0-1. Colin Ray gets the ball tomorrow for the crew. Joe Boyle to go for the A's. 0-1. Lifted in the air, right field. Long run for Frelick. Still running into foul territory. A diving catch into the Brewers bullpen for the second out of the inning. Frelick tracking it all the way. Confident body language. And the benefit of having all that extra foul territory. Frelick able to get himself in position with a diving catch. And it's down to Max Schumann. The final chance for the A's. Runner at first is Geloff and 2 outs. Ross brings home the pitch and he fills up the zone with a two-seam fastball for strike one.
Lane, Sal Frelick has caught 9 balls tonight.
I was just going to say he's been very busy tonight. A one popped him up. Right side of the infield. Rhys Hoskins calling for it in fair territory. Makes the catch and this ball game is over. Brewers come into Oakland and they take game one. With a big offensive display, 11 runs on 14 hits, and they take down the A's 11-3. They'll go for a series victory tomorrow afternoon here at the Coliseum. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network. What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Jan from Toyota here. At Toyota's national sales event, there's still time to squeeze more fun out of summer with a new Camry, RAV4, Corolla, and more. So go on, squeeze your extended family into a Highlander for a family reunion.
Everybody in. Tammy, Teddy, Tody, Tommy, Toby, Terry. Wait, where's Rex?
Or stop for some fresh squeezed lemonade in a Prius.
Ooh, how much?
$15.
Okay, now that's a squeeze.
Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Event ends September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Game tickets secured months ago? Check. Coolers and grills packed for your tailgate feast? Check. Sitting in an emergency room with an infected and throbbing tooth? Check. Don't let a lack of dental coverage ruin your game day plans. The new WDA Dental Savings Club can save you and your family up to 55% on quality care from Wisconsin Dental Association dentists you can trust. Get your healthy smile back and get back in the game. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. And the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Josh, Brewers flex their muscles here tonight in Oaktown.
How about the offense against the Oakland A's, who pitched so well coming in, J.P. Sears? They started it with a five-run second. They end up with 11 runs on 14 hits. At least one hit for everybody in the lineup tonight in this eight-run win. 11-14-1 for the crew, 3-6-2 for Oakland. Aaron Civale didn't go the requisite five innings to get a win tonight, so Brian Hudson gets it instead with two perfect innings of relief. Hudson is 6-1. And Sears took the loss to fall to 10-9. Time of the game, 2 hours 51 minutes on this Friday night. And by the Oakland Coliseum standards, pretty good crowd. 14,031 announced. They're getting ready for a Pixar drone show. I think that's a big reason we had the 14,000 here tonight.
You want to stick around?
I'm going to do the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame anyway, so why not?
All right. Kind of intrigued by this. We had a drone show in Los Angeles after one of the Dodgers games as well, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Well, our broadcast for the game is over. The Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with Josh is still to come, though, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back with you tomorrow. The on-deck show built by Menards will get started at 2:30. The game to follow at 3:05. Middle game of the series, the Brewers going for a series victory. Colin Ray gets the ball for the crew. It'll be Joe Boyle for the Athletics. For our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, and for Josh Maurer, I'm Lynn Grindle. Again, repeating the final score tonight. Brewers over the A's, 11-3. Have a good rest of your Friday evening. What's left of it, everybody? This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier tri-clean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one. WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at pacebig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Who's ready to save a bucket load at Fleet Farm? Just buy one of our signature 5-gallon buckets for $3.99 and get 15% off anything that fits inside it. Save on the best brands in fishing, hunting, and power tools. Save on pet supplies, snacks, and more. Any qualifying products that fit in the bucket are 15% off now through August 28th. Our bucket sale is just another great way to save on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
To 11-3, the Brewers over Oakland. Great way to begin the weekend series at the Coliseum. Welcome back to the Bay Area and welcome into the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. An offensive explosion against a left-handed starter tonight for the Crew. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, along with a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Get to the scoreboard in a moment. Highlights are later. The Brewers' offense certainly the story with 14 hits. Everybody in the lineup had at least one in this game. And a five-run second inning started the party. That was highlighted by back-to-back home runs by Rhys Hoskins and Joey Ortiz. Meanwhile, the pitching staff, there were five of them tonight. Aaron Civale only four innings. But the bullpen, Hudson, Pyomps, McGill, and Ross behind him, combined to go the final five innings of scoreless baseball. There were a total of six Ortho ASAP strikeouts for the staff. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. The lead in the Central remains 10 games over second place St. Louis. The Cardinals get a victory tonight to begin their series in Minneapolis. Beat a really good Twins team by a final score of 6-1 behind right-hander Andre Pallante. One run in seven innings for Pallante tonight, so three in a row for the Cardinals. Cubs win again. They remain in third place as they beat the Marlins. 6-3 was the final score in Miami. Chicago's been playing very well this month. They've won five of their first six series in August, and they remain 10.5 games behind the Brewers in third place in the division. Come back and get you some more notable scores. Update you what Aaron Judge did tonight, what a week that he's had for the Yankees, and more after this. 11-3, Milwaukee. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinals CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Quickly diagnose your problem, lay out a treatment plan that works for you, and get you back in the game. They fixed my knee. My mother-in-law is back on the dance floor with a new hip. These are the experts you can trust. Visit orthowisconsin.com.
Ice cream and sausage at the ballpark.
Polish, Italian, that's the sausage, not the ice cream.
You're listening to the flagship of the Milwaukee Brewers, WTMJ.
Brewers 11-3. They have now won, get this, 11 consecutive interleague games. That's unbelievable. They're 20-4 in their last 24 games against interleague opponents. They have dominated the American League this season. They win by 8 tonight in the opener in Oakland. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show rolls along. It's time now for our home run distance recap. The Brewers went back-to-back in the second inning. It was their first home runs in the last five games. It was Rhys Hoskins first, but Joey Ortiz hit the longer one. estimated to travel 407 feet. Home run distance brought to you by SBA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. This win by the Brewers coupled with a Phillies loss tonight. They dropped the opener of their series in Kansas City 7-4. Michael Wacha the win for the Royals. The Phillies and the Brewers are now tied for the number two seed in the National League. Remarkable, as the Phillies had such a great start to the season. The Brewers have caught them and tied them in the standings. After that, Philadelphia has lost 4 out of 5. And I promise you an Aaron Judge update. The Yankees had a shutout win 3-0 at the stadium over Colorado. And for the fifth time this week, Aaron Judge hit a home run. He's now got 49 on the season. He is on pace to go over 60 this year, is the likely American League most valuable player. Carlos Rodon, 6 scoreless innings as the Yankees remain in first in the American League East with that shutout win. For every home run the Brewers hit, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, Brewers have now hit 135 as they got back onto the horse tonight. That means $13,500 donated to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. We'll come back and get you some highlights of this 11-3 crew win on the Brewers Radio Network.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
$100 off your new vehicle. Start your back-to-school shopping today at Lynch in Burlington, Kenosha, Maguanago, and West Bend. Head back to school in style with over 1,200 vehicles to choose from. Visit shoplynch.com.
Nobody sells for less than Lynch.
Your weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks. Tune in to hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Find it now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcast.
Final score 11-3. The Brewers all over Oakland tonight at the Coliseum. You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Time to go into the highlights brought to you by Purveya Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. You figured that offense might be hard to come by tonight for the Brewers against a man who's been Oakland's ace and really one of the best in the American League for a few months, the left-hander J.P. Sears. But in the second inning, the Brewers, they unloaded on him. Willy Adames and Gary Sanchez began the rally with singles, and that brought Rhys Hoskins up to the plate.
1-2 pitch is a high fly ball deep left field, and Duhar back, track, bye-bye baseball! Rhys Hoskins, a three-run shot, and the Brewers on top, it's 3-1.
That was after Aaron Civale had given up a home run in the bottom of the first to Lawrence Butler. So the Brewers had the lead. It was their first home run as a team in the last five games, and it snapped an 0 for 21 that Hoskins had been on. The very next batter was Joey Ortiz.
This is driven out to left center field. Poked really well. Blade's back. Track. Back to back. Ortiz with his ninth of the year. It's a solo shot, and the Brewers up 4-1.
Big early salvo against J.P. Sears. They weren't done in the inning either. The fifth straight hit followed from Andrew Monasterio, and he was at first with one out for Jackson Churio.
First pitch to him, and Jackson lines one into left center field. Monasterio turning second, and now it's misplayed by Andujar. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Monasterio around third. He will score. Churio stopping at second, and the Brewers lead it 5-1.
It was an error on Miguel Andujar in left, so no RBI on that hit by Churio, but he would get an RBI two innings later. By the way, nine men batted in that five-run second inning. It was a 5-1 game, then with two out in the fourth, Sal Frelick doubled to bring Churio to the plate again. 0-2 on Jackson. Sears throws. Drilled into left center field. That one plugging the gap. All the way to the wall. It hits midway up the top of the fence. Around third and scoring, Frelick to second base safely is Churio with a foot first slide. Back-to-back doubles. Jackson's got another hit, and the Brewers have another run. 6-1, they lead in the fourth. Then there would be an infield hit by Blake Perkins at the back end of it. The second baseman, Zach Geloff, booted the ball for an error that scored Churio. And that knocked J.P. Sears from the game ultimately, having allowed seven runs. He only got 11 outs. Brewers led 7-1. They gave back a couple, Savali did, in the bottom of the fourth, but it was 7-3, and then that's where we stood for a very long time in this game until the ninth inning, in fact. Ross Stripling had come in with 4 1/3 scoreless innings of relief behind Sears for Oakland. But then in the ninth, Danny Jimenez pitching, and the first three batters reached. A double by Perkins, William Contreras an infield hit, and Willie Adames drew a walk to load the bases for Gary Sanchez.
1-1. Fly ball, center field. This is well struck. Blade on the run, reaching out. He won't get there. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Perkins is in. Around third is Contreras. He will score. Right behind him is Adames. Sanchez slides into third. Bases clearing, triple for Gary. And the Brewers lead it 10-3.
Well, as Lane later researched, just the third triple in Gary Sanchez's long major league career. They would get a sacrifice fly later in the inning for the fourth RBI of the game by Reese Hoskins. An 11-3 win tonight. A five-run second inning and a four-run ninth inning for the crew. They'll try to clinch the series tomorrow, and we'll preview game two. It's an afternoon game from Oakland, and we'll wrap up the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with that after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
9% financing is available for 60 months. Every model in our 2,000 car inventory is priced to sell. The International Autos Group, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Sheboygan, and Brown Deer. Or at iaautogroup.com, where our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Financing with approved credit, $1,709 per month per $1,000 financed on select models.
Miss the shuttle to the game?
It is gone!
Not to worry. We've got you covered. This is the home of Brewers baseball. WTMJ.
Brewers win their 11th straight interleague game. 11-3 to open the series in Oakland. Welcome back. We're wrapping up the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with a look down on the farm, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. From name brand hunting gear and supplies to canning jars, lids, and other essentials, fall harvest and hunting prep starts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. How about the bullpen tonight for Triple-A Nashville in a game that they won? The Sounds beat Jacksonville 4-1 at home, and these were the guys out of the bullpen. Enoli Paredes, a scoreless inning as he continued his terrific rehab assignment. Aaron Ashby struck out the side in a perfect inning. Since moving to the bullpen, Ashby has been terrific. And Elvis Piguero had a save with a 1-2-3 ninth inning for Nashville. I'm told that Aaron Ashby hit 98 miles an hour on the radar gun in that appearance. Well, our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow, mid-afternoon, back in the Central Time Zone. We are on the air with the On Deck Show, built by Menards, at 2:30. And first pitch at 3:05 here from Oakland. Colin Ray gets the ball coming off of that fantastic start in the homestand finale against Cleveland. Joe Boyle is a rookie, originally drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. He was traded over to Oakland. That was a deal for Sam Moll. And Boyle has come off a great start of his own. So it's Boyle and Ray tomorrow afternoon. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer for Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Reminding you once again, the final score with two big innings on offense, the Brewers 11 and the Oakland A's 3. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon from Oakland.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity?
Use the death of Chevron. So I'm with you. The Democrats need to get their act together on this. We need a left-wing equivalent of the Federalist Society. We need to be vetting judges. We need to be working, you know, pushing them through the system. We absolutely have to expand the Supreme Court. We need to put a code of ethics in there, and we need to impeach Clarence Thomas. We'll be back at the top of the next hour. We're broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois, from Max and Benny's Diner. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247.
News from the center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Todd Alma Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.